You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
AMA. Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. Rightfromtheheart.org.
What do we always talk about? It's early in the year when teams have team-only, player-only meetings.
It's never good.
Well, they had a player. Is it never a player-only when it's three of them?
Just players?
It seemed like Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Saquon.
Oh, leaders only.
Yes. I'm assuming that it was Saquon was the mediator?
I would think so.
You would think so? Like, all
right. Saquon seems like a good
mediator. Yeah, all right, sit down. What's the problem?
Yeah.
You know what, man? I tell you, I throw me the ball. Hey, man. Hey, when the clouds turn to the right, the confidence that you have in the grasshopper, it just comes out that way.
Jalen has been zenning out.
Yeah, man.
Years, sure. Nothing more annoying than somebody talking to you in Zen speak when you're mad at
when
them.
You want to just punch them in their face.
Please yell at me, because I want to yell at you.
Something, dude.
Like, come on, meet me where I'm at right now.
Man.
Let's not. Yeah, I don't know. Get the OC in there. He's the one you need to talk to.
There's something behind the water of the wall, man. You know, it just comes out on Sundays. Oh, yeah, that would drive me crazy.
Don't be talking to me in metaphors. Just tell me what you think. Your calm voice and your confusing words are making me more angry. I want to punch you.
Mad.
All right, a couple fun lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. All you got to do is ask us a question. It can be about anything, and we'll do our best to answer it. We'll start with Dan, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Randy.
Hey.
Quick question. So, the Falcons are coming off a bye week this week, and their opponent, the Bills, played on primetime on this past Sunday. Randy, I'm just curious, typically, what's the protocol? Do you think the players got together, coaches got together to kind of get an early scout on the game for Monday night?
Well, I think they use most of the times, and we were talking about it yesterday, they usually, off a bye week, you come in on Monday, you don't do anything Buffalo. You just do yourself, do some conditioning, lift some weights and everything like that. And then Tuesday, you try to have your normal day off. Now, Michael Penix has been there Monday and Tuesday getting ready for this game. But you didn't have the tape from, you know until
– Right, right. They didn't play till
late Sunday.
Sunday night, yeah.
So you get the tape on Monday, then go through all that. Then tomorrow – well, again, Michael is there now getting the game plan all day. And then tomorrow you put everything in. So,
did you enjoy when you guys played on, like, Monday night or Sunday night or whatever? Was it just kind of annoying to have your routine screwed up?
Not really. I think the biggest thing is because Sunday you get at least to watch ball.
Oh, you know
what I mean? Yeah, you get to like at least.
Doesn't it just feel like the day takes forever?
Sunday night does. I mean, you know what? I take that back. It depends where. Like when I played in Miami and we played on Sunday night, Monday night took freaking forever. San Diego, it came by so damn fast.
Right, because it's West Coast.
Yeah, it would be like, you're like, bam.
Right.
But yeah.
And the Sunday night football starts at 5:15 on the West Coast.
Yeah, because the kids would love when we were on Monday night because Isaiah would get a chance to stay up late and watch me play. But yeah, dog, it's just Monday, it's just, how much damn sports can you watch over and over and over again?
Right. Yeah, they didn't have Hulu back then.
Yeah, dude, so you just be sitting there just like, okay. Come on.
All right, Rich is in Alpharetta.
Hold on,
Rich.
Let me get my pen.
I know.
What? Right. What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Bullet point Rich.
Okay, what we got, Rich?
All right, man, two questions for y'all. One, all right, so the first one, yesterday, I'm listening to a little playlist, cleaning up in the house with my wife. And I had a little moment, right, where I had to really look at myself like, damn, man, I'm too grown to be doing this. I got to grow up. So I have a little playlist going, and this Pantera song come on, and I'm rocking out. I look around the corner. My wife got the camera sticking out, recording me. Nice. And I, like, stopped in my tracks like, all right, you know what? Maybe I need to stop doing stuff like this. So is there any moment where y'all feel like, you know what? I'm too old to be acting like this. Like, y'all ever had in those moments? And my second question, I've been talking to my mom a lot. She getting up there in age. And, you know, it's kind of like, is there anything that you look back that you want to remember, your kids want to remember from you from when you're long and gone? Like, any lesson that you want them to always remember about Pops?
Wow.
Oh, man. Damn, that's deep.
Thanks,
Rich.
Super deep.
Oh, I you know what? Do I do anything? Not really.
I have that thought pretty regularly.
That what?
That maybe I'm a little bit too old to be doing this, that, or whatever.
Why not?
I'll kind of just a silly guy. But then I'm like, nope, I'm not. I'm going to be like this forever.
Yeah, dog.
I'm 41. I'm still like this. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue to be like that.
I don't think I'll be with you. There's nothing.
I just
I act age.
Now, I will say this. Just speaking of, like, doing stuff with your wife and playlists and all that kind of stuff. It's my wife's birthday today.
Yes.
She wanted to go for a run this morning after we dropped off Lily at school, which, awesome. Happy to do that. I like to do that. Because she works normally early, right. But she's got a couple days off. I like to do that anyway. And so she was like, let's do it. Hey, let me play some music. I was like, all right.
Cool. All right.
So there's a new Taylor Swift album that just came out the other day.
Right.
And she didn't used to like Taylor Swift, but now she likes Taylor Swift a lot.
Okay.
And so she put it on, and it's playing aloud. We're in public. We're running. People, all that. And I said to myself, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but I'm not, like, anti-Taylor Swift. But I was like, you know, I think there's some people that probably would not do this, but I love my wife, so I'm gonna run with her, with Taylor Swift blaring,
mm-hmm.
to hell with what people think.
You're damn right.
Yeah, she was happy.
Yeah, you're damn right. Well, you're damn right. Yeah, please. Yeah,
it made her happy.
Yeah, really. I mean,
that's how much I love my wife. I'll run for 37 minutes and listen to Taylor Swift.
Freaking right,
for everyone to hear.
What does it matter, man? I love.
Yeah, who cares?
Does she really curse as much as everybody?
There's
says
a lot does? Of cussing.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of it.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Growing up.
Good for her. What do I want my kids to remember about Pops? That, even though I'm in heaven, I'm still kicking your ass.
I don't know. I hope my kids remember, like, everything, you know? I want them to remember as much stuff as possible. Hopefully lessons, and they're positive and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I hope they remember me as, like, a good, positive, happy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like all those sort of positive influences and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. I want there to be a million memories.
Right.
And
make it memories every day, baby.
As much as you can.
Make it memories every day.
TJ is in Monroe. Hey, TJ.
What's going on? What's going on, Ender? And I got a question. If somebody would be the buyer for a Kirk Cousins, not even looking for this year, I'm thinking it'd be the Raiders right now. And do you think it's our time for us to get ready to see Nash, the triple crown from last year at the college time? Or because Ray Ravenscroft is not doing that. Thanks for hearing the call.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, TJ.
I don't know. You know what? I honestly don't know how teams view Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at where Cincinnati is. All right. Now, Kirk, I know they can get out of the contract next year, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Yeah, but at that point, you paid him all of it.
You'd have paid him all of it. So,
might as well just have a good backup.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know. I mean, when people say, is it time to offload Kirk? Yeah, it's been time.
Yeah, but exactly.
But you can't.
And I'm sure that they would have loved to.
Yeah.
But they can't.
Yeah,
because nobody wants that contract.
Nobody wants his contract, even though we're in game seven and there's like 10 game checks left.
So if you're going to eat the contract, you might as well just keep the guy.
You might as well.
Which is where I think, you know, as much as I just did not want to believe that was the reality of it, I think that's been the reality of it all along.
Yeah.
Again, at the end of this year, if he's still on the team, which it seems likely that he will be, you paid him all the money. I think the $100 million by the end of this season will have been paid. So whatever you're paying him after that isn't guaranteed. So you could cut him if you want to, but I think would be a pretty reasonably priced backup quarterback at that point. So, like, that's what it becomes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I don't know. I'm fully
expecting him to be here,
yeah, and maybe be here for a while, unless somebody blows him away with an offer, and clearly nobody's going to do that at this point. Calvin is in the car. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, guys. My question is this. If you listen to D, I've been down here for a few years, and like, I really appreciate y'all funny. Y'all make a good team. So my question to you guys is, this coming Super Bowl, if you had a choice of any of your commentators from past, present, to call this coming Super Bowl, who would it be? I'm a big fan. I so miss Keith Jackson. I would have Keith Jackson, and I'll have John Gruden. Thanks for taking my call.
I love Keith Jackson.
Calvin from Baltimore.
What, how you tell?
Sounded like it.
Oh.
The way he said the T-U, all that.
Man.
Not entirely sure the NFL would be in favor of Gruden calling the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Not right now. He's suing them, taking them to the Supreme Court.
I mean, I love Keith Jackson.
Yeah.
Pat Summerall.
Okay.
And Keith Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing against that.
Yeah. I understand one of them. They might be both be play-by-play analysts. I don't care.
That's all right. They could do it.
They can do it.
Yeah. Two play-by-play people could work together.
They damn sure can.
A lot better than two analysts could work together. Now, that would be funny and bad. Yeah, I don't know. Those guys would be great. I think those are the right answer. And I like all the – I'm a fan of the people that are doing it right now.
Yeah.
Like, when Buck and Aikman get it, I like that team. I think Tirico does an awesome job. Who's the other – Jim Nance, I think, is a great big game play-by-play guy.
He is.
So, yeah. All right, William is in Covington. Hey, William. William.
Yeah, this is William. Hey, listen, man. I wish I had gotten in early. Y'all asked Tom O'Reilly and the other guy that just got off, Brennan.
Brandon, yeah, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon Adams.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Georgia
lose too many games, man, because of simple coaching mistakes. He had people in the backfield, shouldn't have even been on the field. A lost and lucky, been to take your best play. And the biggest play of the whole game, he need to let Lost and Lucky get lost.
So what are you suggesting, William?
Use the people you recruited.
Okay.
Use the people you paid all that money to. Use them. Okay. Lost and Lucky, he probably just on a scholarship.
Probably.
Come on, man.
I love Lawson. He's one of my favorite players. His dad was my teammate. Y'all related? Y'all related?
I mean, I don't. And where was he going?
I don't know. Like, William was mad.
William was furious.
William was mad. He'd be mad at me. Hell, I don't call him plays. I throw it a loss him one too. Hell, don't call him mad at me.
I just didn't know how far he was taking.
Where was he going?
Like, the coaching decisions have cost them so many games. Georgia's lost like...
We lost six games!
Like six games in the last 5 years.
Yeah, like six damn games.
I did hear somebody call yesterday and say that Miami has a better coaching staff than Georgia does. And is... Yeah, I was...
What?
Like, right.
Whoa. What?
Like, right, okay.
Like, come on, man.
Let's have better memories than 2 weeks.
Let's get out of our promotions, all right? And be realistic, all right? If you have to refer to somebody as back, they ain't on that level. Okay? Sorry.
It's just also like...
They're playing well, okay? But they've been 5-0 before.
Sure.
All right? Just come on now.
But again, like,
come
what
on
happened
now.
Last week...
Come on now.
...is not the be-all, end-all, determining fact.
Come on now.
This guy's got national championship.
Come on now. Come
and
on.
Mario Cristobal costs them games.
Come on, man.
Actively.
Come on, man.
With decision-making. Anyway.
Come on, man.
Why did I do that? All right,
come
Vince,
on, dawg. Come
is,
on, dawg.
That's the only acceptable
on,
response. Hey, Vince.
Hey, this is Vince in Gwinnett, man. I'm that shutdown corner. I used to run that po-po. And, man, I challenged my 18-year-old to a 40.
Oh,
man,
hell.
When he was finished, I think I was like 10 yards in. I think I broke a ACL, yeah. MCL, hammy, and everything, man.
Yeah.
What do y'all think y'all run a 40 in right now?
I don't know. All I know is we were down at the crib. We were down at the crib in Florida, Andy, and it's a long runway. And Isaiah, I'm so, like, daddy been at the beach all day just knocking him back. Try to race my child.
And this is a few years ago.
You remember my wife put the video
out? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
So he was in high school at the time.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And all I remember, Mark, get set, go. dude, this dude was 10 yards in front of his wife and got out my damn stance.
Well, he's fast.
But it don't matter, dog. It don't matter.
And yeah, okay.
But yeah, I'm so scared. I don't think you people understand this about, I am so fearful of being hurt now.
Yeah.
I'm so fearful of popping an Achilles
and
ACL, doing something I ain't got no business doing.
Nobody wants to rehab an Achilles so you can go back to doing this.
Like, I'm already, I have constant aches already.
Yeah.
I don't want to be,
Yeah, man. I don't.
You know what I mean? Like, I have fun with the kids and all that.
The last thing you want to do.
The last thing I want to do.
Is be on crutches at work in your 40s. Like what? What happened?
What happened? Right, damn 40.
Ran too fast.
Yeah, man. Like, my favorite line that dude, that old man said, when I went up in the air, ooh. Like, I just don't want to be hurt.
No, just we're doing light impact stuff.
I just don't want to be hurt. Ooh.
Doing light impact stuff. Yeah. We're not running 40s.
Ooh.
I have no, if I tried my absolute best to run my fastest possible 40 right now from stopped, I don't know, 7 seconds?
Have you ever played football before?
No.
You never played? Okay.
Not a down.
I thought about that today.
Not
I was like, do you ever play football?
Mm-mm.
Oh, not like intramural, nothing?
Nope. Never a down. Should I have revealed that?
No. I was just curious. I was always curious.
You thought I had a background in the game?
No. Oh, okay. I'm just curious. Like,
not a single solid. You saw me that one time when we had to do some sort of promo, and I put the shoulder pads on backwards.
You did.
You know why? That's the first time I ever put shoulder pads on. I was 37.
You damn sure did. Damn sure did put the damn shoulder pads on backwards.
I didn't know. Put them on backwards. Nah, I never played it down. But I still might. You never know.
You never know, dude.
It's never
too late. I know Abe is the eraser or the deceiver or
the teleporter.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yep.
Yeah, that guy.
No, I never even played like flag or intramurals.
Oh, okay.
I'd stayed in my lane. I didn't need to be out there. This is not
even backyard Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh,
bowl,
sure.
Huh?
Like I played football with my brothers and cousins and stuff.
Have you ever thrown the pigskin, even once?
Nope. Never touched one. Don't even know what that refers to, actually. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy's letting the success that we're having go to his head and his shirts.
I don't even remember the context, but I wrote down ball skills.
Yeah.
Someone said have them. Someone said ball skills.
It helps to have them.
Yeah, it does.
Damn, no.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You win enough games, you can call as many hookers as you want to.
Yeah.
And LeBron has a Hennessy hairline. people found frozen, man.
God, that's funny.
The Browns have one win this season. It was started by Joe Flacco. It was against the Packers, who Joe Flacco is now in line to start against again.
That's crazy.
What if he beats him twice?
What if he beats him twice in 1 year?
He's the Packers stopper.
Just keep that in mind. Also, spunk is the word of the week.
Yes.
The unpacker. That's exactly what he is. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.